Morning Watch, chapters 5 through 8 of Romans, the kernel of the Bible, week 5, the indwelling Christ. Monday, related verses, Romans 8 verses 2 to 3 and 6. For the law of the Spirit of life has freed me in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and of death. For that which the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of the flesh of sin and concerning sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Verse 6. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. Genesis 2, verses 8 through 9. And Jehovah God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground Jehovah God caused to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, as well as the tree of life in the middle of the garden and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. John 6, verse 63. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words which I have spoken to you are Spirit and are life. Romans 7, verses 23 and 25. But I see a different law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and making me a captive to the law of sin which is in my members. Verse 25, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Related reading, Romans 8 may be considered the focus of the entire Bible. The Bible begins in Genesis by revealing that God, according to his eternal plan, created the heavens and the earth so that man could exist to fulfill God's eternal purpose and desire, which is to impart himself into his chosen people as their life supply so that they could become his expression. The Bible concludes in Revelation with this corporate expression. Revelation 21 and 22 describe the New Jerusalem as a composition of God's redeemed people, from both the Old Testament and the New Testament. This composition is built with the triune God as the content and God's chosen people as the expression. The New Jerusalem thus fulfills God's eternal purpose. Between these two ends of the Bible are Paul's epistles, which complete the divine revelation. Romans 8 is the focus of the entire revelation of God. The law of the Spirit of life is a subject of Romans 8. Life is the content and issue of the Spirit, and the Spirit is the ultimate and consummate manifestation of the triune God after his being processed through incarnation, crucifixion, and resurrection, and becoming the indwelling, life-giving Spirit, who is life to all the believers in Christ. The law that has freed us from the law of sin, which is of Satan, who dwells in the members of our fallen body, is of the Spirit of life. This law of the Spirit of life is a spontaneous power of the Spirit of life. Such a spontaneous law works automatically under the condition that fulfills its requirements. Both Satan and God, after entering into our being and dwelling in us, work within us not by outward, objective activities, but by an inward, subjective law. The working of the law of the Spirit of life is the working of the process triune God in our spirit. This is also the working of the triune God in us and his life. In verse 2, law, the Spirit, and life are in contrast to law, sin, and death. The two laws are in opposition to each other. The Spirit is in opposition to sin, and life is in opposition to death. In chapter 5, grace, which is God embodied in us, is in opposition to sin, which is Satan embodied in us. In chapter 8, the Spirit, who is God living in us, is in opposition to sin. Thus, the grace in chapter 5 is a Spirit in chapter 8. The very God embodied in us as grace, living and acting in us. In Romans 8, life is joined with the Spirit in the phrase, the Spirit of life, showing that everything regarding life in the preceding chapters is included in the Spirit in this chapter. Life belongs to the Spirit, and the Spirit is of life. These two are actually one. The way to experience the divine, eternal, uncreated life is by the Spirit of life. The spiritual life revealed in Romans 8 is fourfold. First, it was the divine life in the Spirit. Second, it became life in our spirit through regeneration. Then from our spirit, it saturates our mind for the transformation of our soul to which our mind belongs and becomes the life in our soul. Eventually, it will permeate our body and become the life in our body, ultimately issuing in the transfiguration of our body, that is, the redemption of our body. The major function of the process trying God and indwelling our spirit as a law of the Spirit of life is to free us completely from Satan, who dwells in our fallen nature as a law of sin and of death. This freeing is not only for our subjective justification, but even more for our dispositional sanctification.